I'm talking today with Marcus Sugihara. He's a member of the Sonoma County Beekeepers, and this is the time of year when the bee swarms are moving around. Let's start by talking about why they're out there doing that.
Well, that's how bees actually propagate. The colony divides in half, and the reigning queen of the colony leaves with half of the bee population searching for a new home.
They set out without knowing where they're going?
Actually, about 20% of the bees are known as scout bees. They're like little real estate agents. They've been searching for a new cavity to occupy. The scout bees actually steer the swarm to potential new homes.
What makes for a good home?
A nice, dry cavity, something that'll protect them from the weather and shield them from predators.
So what does it look like when a swarm is on the move?
Well, when the swarm is very active, it sounds like weed whacker races. You just hear this great noise, and if you're lucky enough to see a swarm, you see this swirling mass of bees that are just flying around. For the layperson, it can be quite troubling. You know, people have a fear of being stung by bees, and actually the swarms are usually very docile.
When we talk about a swarm, are we talking thousands of them? How many?
Thousands, depending on the size of the colony. You could have 10,000 bees or a swarm of 30,000 bees.
That sounds like a big cloud of them.
It can be, yes. And you hear them flying, so yeah, it can be a terrifying sight.
So if I'm out and about and I hear this sound, I look up, I see a cloud of bees, what should I do?
Well, nothing. You can just observe them. If the swarm settles on a tree branch or a fence or part of your home, you could contact the beekeeper, and the beekeepers would be happy to come and collect the swarm.
How do you do that?
Very cautiously. You can walk up to the swarm, and let's say they're on a low-hanging tree branch. What I do is I have a swarm kit ready to go. It's comprised of a cardboard box, ladder, pruning devices. I also bring along a spray bottle filled with sugar water. And when I get to the swarm, I'll kind of mist them with the sugar water. That gives them something to feed on. And I'll approach it cautiously using appropriate protection, you know, bee suit, because even though the bees are very docile, you never know how they may react. Different swarms have their own personalities, and you don't know if you have aggressive bees or docile bees. So I take precautions, approach the swarm, and if I can, I'll clip the branch that they are attached to, gently remove that branch or the swarm and place it in a cardboard box, and I'm off.
Where do you go?
Well, I'll go back to my apiary and introduce that colony to a hive.
And they just settle in and decide that's home?
If the space is large enough for the swarm and they decide that this is some place that they can create a new colony, they'll accept it.
Is this the time of year when swarm movement is most common?
This is the time of year. It's just the beginning of swarm season. Actually, swarms are kind of regulated by the temperature. If it gets above 70, I guarantee you the swarms will start happening, yeah.
Well, that's something to keep an eye out for, and thanks for telling us what to do should we encounter one.
Thank you, and enjoy the spring.